I hope by now you're using these techniques to help you in everyday life. Maybe you've had success in remembering names and faces, or you've been successful in memorizing a shopping list. Or maybe you're a student and you've taken advantage of the ideas and strategies to speed up the whole process of learning. Perhaps you've already impressed your work colleagues. You've delivered a crisp, unfaltering presentation. And they're beginning to ask questions like, what's happened to you? How come your memory is so efficient? Or are people starting to get suspicious? Have you been attending some kind of memory course on the quiet? Or simply are they saying, how did you do that? Well, whatever, have you started to notice something else? Like, are you slightly pleased with yourself, or you're quicker at making connections? Are you able to memorize more and more? Is your imagination getting more creative? Do you feel you're able to concentrate slightly better? Are you becoming more observant? Are you gaining more confidence in your ability to memorize and recall information? Are you more organized mentally? Maybe you're coping better under pressure. Stress levels are down. Is the metaphor of developing memory muscles making sense to you? Are your dreams more vivid because you're exercising the visual part of your imagination? Is the quality of your sleep that much better? In this advanced section, we're going to take a look at what's going on in our brains. Why memory training is one of the best exercises you can give your mind to develop the whole of your brain. So what are the left and right brain functions? Why do you have to be in a certain mood to maximize your concentration? What exactly are the perfect conditions for learning? Now, if you're not exactly sure whether you're doing these exercises the right way, then I'm going to explain in greater depth what it feels like to have a pumped-up memory. What it takes to absorb, say, a 400-digit number in just minutes. I'm going to tell you what it's like to become a memory champion, and you are a potential memory champion in your own right, if you want to be. So, why should trying to picture Bing Crosby wearing tight white flared trousers be good for our brains? Well, I believe memory training, described in quantum memory power, balances your brain, promoting harmony in all areas of your life. And it can lead to successful relationships, and yes, success in business. Now, to give you my reasons, let's take a little look inside your brain, in particular, the functions of the left and right brain. Your brain, or the upper part of your brain, is known as the cerebrum, and it's divided into two parts, or two sides. Now, these are the left and right hemispheres. Your brain is essentially a mixture of electricity and chemistry. There's a continuous flow of electricity across the left and the right hemispheres, which varies in frequency throughout the day. Now, for most of us, the speed at which one side of our brain is operating matches pretty well the speed of the other side. Hence the normal phrase, a balanced brain. However, if one side gets damaged, then this can lead to an imbalance in brainwave frequency. Now, in extreme cases, like a stroke, where areas of the brain can die through lack of oxygen, causing speech loss. Or if speech is maintained, people may feel as though a huge section of vocabulary has been taken away, like missing pages of a thesaurus,